Hi, friends. My name is Aubrey Weiser. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm in recovery from anxiety, control, and fear of man. I grew up as the youngest of four in a family that was normal on the outside looking in, but under the surface, we were broken. Years of living in fear of man toward my family led to broken relationships and harm done to me and by me. It felt like in every moment growing up, I had to uphold the image of being a good Christian girl, even when I was falling apart on the inside. At a young age, I realized that my sin separated me from God. However, instead of growing close to God in that realization, the fear of anyone finding out I wasn't perfect kept me from growing closer to the people around me, and ultimately to God. I thought, how could he want someone whose sin was as bad as mine? I became a slave to my sin, and that led to an ideation of control. I kept trying to rely on my own strength to fight my sin, and every time I thought I would be doing okay, I would sink even further because I had no firm foundation to stand on. That cycle continued through to college, and when in my freshman year I was raped, I blamed myself and fully believed the lie that I was alone in my pain and that no one would want to be around me, not even God. I ultimately turned even further from God and isolated amidst the feelings of anger and a deep mourning of the life I thought I was missing because of what was done to me. If this is a part of your story, I want to take a moment to say, I am so, so sorry, and the sin committed against you was not your fault. It wasn't until after graduating college that my heart started to soften, and I began to see God working in my life. By God's providence, I ended up taking a new job in Dallas and found my way to Regeneration. At the time, I had no idea what Regen was or how God would end up using it to transform my life. I remember hearing as women shared their struggles on stage boldly, without fear of condemnation. I wanted to be as free as them. The weeks I attended Groundwork were pivotal for me to understand the ways in which I was powerless to my own sin. Anxiety and fear of man kept me from being fully open, but each week I kept coming back because I truly wanted to be free of my struggles. The first day I met my step group, I was moved to share with them the sin that I thought would forever keep me separated, the sin of pornography and masturbation. This secret sin led to years of severe anxiety, afraid of the condemnation I might experience when I confessed. Instead of that, I shared fully and was met with grace, love, and understanding beyond anything I had ever experienced before. Through step one, admit, I felt the truth of what God had been whispering to me all my life, that although I am powerless to my sin, he has the power to transform my life in radical ways. In steps two and three, believe and trust, I realized that I, in fact, did not truly believe or trust in Jesus. And one night, the gospel was finally revealed to me in such a way that led me to surrender my life completely to him. No matter how overwhelming my anxiety and fear may get, I am reminded that God loves me so much that he sent his sinless son to die on the cross for me, as sinful and undeserving that I may be. Romans 8:1 declares, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." All I had to do was accept his free gift of salvation. Since commencing from Regen, I have realized that I still make choices that could cause me to fall to my sinful flesh. Thankfully, God pulls me out of that narrative every time and reminds me that I have the Spirit within me to strengthen me. Because of that truth, I choose to walk confidently in the light, sharing his story through my life along the way. Isaiah 43:1-3 states, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." Through his word, God reminds me that he is where my strength comes from, and I rest in that reminder that I get to trust in a God who cares for my worries and will carry me through them if I turn to him. He pulled me out of the spiral of anxiety that I allowed to rule my life for so long. Now I can rest freely in his presence every day and delight in him as he delights in me. Whether it's your first time at Regen or you're deep into the steps, I am so glad you're here. If I'm able to share one piece of advice, it would be to keep showing up. It may be hard and long and sometimes painful, but it is so worth it. God loves you and wants a deep and personal relationship with you. My name is Aubrey Weiser. I have a new life in Christ. I'm in recovery from anxiety, control, and fear of man, and to God be all the glory.